Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. It's been a while, and I just haven't had the energy, and I haven't been getting home early on Friday, and there's usually something going on Friday, and that's when I usually record these. So I've been really delinquent, and I've had parents come to town and stuff like that. And it's May 20th, and it's snowing today. I got home around 5, and I had to drain the sprinklers because we're getting freezing temperatures. It's May 20th, and the general rule of thumb is after May 15th, you never have to worry about freezing temperatures. And we just planted all kinds of plants and all kinds of stuff, and then we had a new fence put in. They broke the sprinkler line. They said they'd repair it. They lied. And then we had to have the sprinkler guy come out and fix it. And then the washer decided to break. And tomorrow we're supposed to have a new washer delivered. And just a lot of stuff going on. And mostly work. Really busy with work. But, a lot been going on through my mind about comics. I'm trying to scale back because I'm overwhelmed with the sheer content of the pace that I'm going at. And we'll see because I just got a DCBS order, and every time I think I could do it, I can't. Like, it's just, But we'll see what happens. I haven't placed my DCBS order. I better get on it. It's already the 20th. And I did get some comics from Aaron Myers. I pulled the plug on a very expensive book, The Atom Number One. And I got his first appearance as well, The Silver Age Atom, Ray Palmer, a few months back in Showcase. I picked up Legion of Monsters. I'm going to have to pause this for a second because Barb's text. Well, I'm back. And yeah, I was talking about the snow and the weather and all the other shit that was going on. And I was talking about the comics that I did get. So I procured Atom Number One, which is kind of a big deal. And then Aaron had Legion of Monsters, which features Morbius, the Mummy, Werewolf by Night, some creature from the Black Lagoon kind of guy, and Alyssa Bloodstone. So that one should be interesting. That's just one that I passed me by. I got Web of Spider-Man number 86. That's the first Demon Goblin. I got Terminator the Burning Earth from Now Comics, which is the contains the first work by Alex Ross. I got Indiana Jones, Fate of Atlantis. I have his whole run on Marvel, but I don't have a lot of the Dark Horse stuff. I do have a full run of CrossGen, but not the licensed property stuff. And they had a Hurricane line, CrossGen Hurricane, and there was a Snake Plissken, from Escape from New York Chronicles, and I picked up 1 through 4. There's a few issues of Doctor Strange I picked up. I still got a lot of holes in Doctor Strange. This is volume 2. 41 I picked up, 74, 38, and 31. Although 31, I remember having a really beat up copy of this, and I don't know what happened to it, but now I have it. They're also I have always said I've had all the Daredevil comics ever published. Well, I found out that wasn't true. There was a giant sized Daredevil. That's not considered an annual. I have all the annuals, but there's a giant sized Daredevil number one. There's only one issue of it, but I picked that up. There was a Mad Thinker issue of Fantastic Four number 96. There was a Marvel Team Up annual. I picked up the wrong one. I thought I picked up seven, I think it was, and I picked up three, and I already had it, which kind of sucks. Because there's only like six Marvel team ups left I need, and I didn't make any progress on it by getting a dupe. I picked up Superman 245. I have every Superman comic from 1973 on, and a bunch before that, but I was missing this one, so I picked that up. I picked up DC Superstars, which is a reprint comic, number one. This one features the Teen Titans. I picked up some underground comics, Zap Comics number five, and Tales from the Leather Nun. This one has a lot of printings, and I found out I have the third printing, I think it is, or the second one. And it's hard to tell, but you can't really tell from the covers, although in some of them there is some color differentials, but it's mostly from the price tag. And then there's a San Francisco comic book number three that I picked up. So anytime I get a chance to pick up an underground, I haven't been too exposed to them, and I'm interested just from documentaries and things like that on those. So I went to the comic shop today. I got two new drawer boxes, and there was a bunch of Spawn. Like, I was only gone 2 weeks, and there were three issues of King Spawn, Spawn, and Scorched. And I think King Spawn had three covers, and Spawn had three covers. And I've been buying all the covers locally at my LCS. So it was quite the haul on Spawns that I wasn't expecting. Matter of fact, I don't know if there were any DCs. No, there was a couple DCs. But anyway, I asked him how Free Comic Book Day went. And it's very interesting because I qualified for a bunch of Free Comic Book Day from DCBS. But I still haven't got any of them except for the Marvel and the DCs. So I'm really curious why I haven't gotten any independent stuff. One of the ones that I was, there were a couple of them I was looking forward to because they were original material. And I haven't gotten them yet. I think I'm going to pause it because Harley's dragging her dish of food around. And that means she flipped it, so I'll be right back. Got took care of that business. So yeah, those are some pickups that I had, and let's see if I have any questions left. I think I'm running very low on questions. I haven't asked for many more questions. So I don't need fresh meat. Sometimes I save movies I want to watch, but that looks weird. All right, so there's one question that went to Nick Wetmore and Nerdy Legion, and I thought I'd steal it. What is the longest amount of time you have owned a comic trade omnibus series without actually reading it? Why haven't you read it yet? I bought Why the Last Man 4 years ago, and this is from Benny Decker. He doesn't listen to this show. I'm stealing it off of another podcast because that's what you do when you run out of questions. But, shoot. With the amount of comics that I get, it's impossible. But I'd have to say, trade-wise, it's probably like one of the first omnibuses that came out from Marvel, like Amazing Spider-Man or Fantastic Four number one, first edition. I haven't read many omnibuses. I think the only omnibuses I read was a Thor omnibus and a But yet I have them all. So I started the Star Wars Omnibus, but I haven't finished it yet. I finished the Venom Omnibus, I think it was Volume 1. And I finished the Clone Saga Omnibus Volume 1. So, like, I just have a sheer amount of content. That doesn't mean that I haven't read the material in singles, though. I have read the material. With the case of Venom, I have read most of that material in singles, and I read them again because I wanted to. And in the case of the Clone Saga, I didn't own those, and I read it, and it was brand new to me. But the ones that I haven't read, like Fantastic Four, I've read a lot of those early issues, especially like one through, I don't know, five. Not because I own them, but I've either read a reprint or another collected edition. So that's probably the oldest comic I haven't read, or it's been in terms of time, amount of time that I've owned it. That's really tough, but I'd have to go like up until like 2011. I think it was about 2011. I read everything that I had gotten, and then I started buying like a lot. So like I would say like there's comics from 2011 I haven't read, but everything before that I had because I wasn't like going nuts and buying everything. So yeah, that's an interesting question. And kind of the reason that like I'm thinking a lot about the quantity that I'm getting, and I'm trying to like it's trying to like getting a coke addict to stop doing coke, but in case of me it's getting a comic book fanatic that just loves every damn comic there has ever published and every publisher to just become rational. Like I'm an engineer, you know, just be rational about your purchases. What can you consume? Can you read the material that you already have? You know, stuff like that. Just ask questions and try to come to some logic, but then there's that itch, you know, it's like, oh God, I could put in the order. And if I don't get it, I'll regret it. And so this order is going to be really interesting. But I've tried to do this in the past and failed miserably. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But if I was to do it, it would be cutting the cord on like collected editions almost entirely because I have so many. I have every single Epic collection ever published. So then there's the obsession, you know, like I'm gonna have a break in my Epic collection. What am I gonna do? But there's also the thing is I have so many Epic collections that I can't read them in my whole lifetime. So I have like five, like shit. It's about three bookshelves of Epic collections, maybe four bookshelves, because there's some in boxes. And I've only read two Epic collections. I read a Thor one, and I read a Star Wars one, and oh, I did read a Spider-Man one. So three Epic collections out of that whole thing. And I have to start thinking about, like, God damn, I'm old, you know? Like, what am I gonna do with all this shit? So I was thinking, well, maybe when I read an Epic collection going forward, I sell that Epic collection and just go by that. Like read one, consume one, sell. And then it gets rid of the collector mentality. But at some point I just can't. What am I gonna do with all this? I have nobody to give it to. I don't wanna give it to just give it away. I want to try to recoup some of the cost that I've spent in it, so sell it. And then I'd rather sell it when I can still function, and then get rid of something like some collectors do. Like you see, Mile High Guy just picked up, I can't remember if it was 300,000 comics, but that is like more than the world record. in one shot. This guy had 300,000 comics plus the toys. He didn't even mention like how many toys that he had. So yeah, that's incredible. I have one more question from Dallo, which I haven't heard from in a while. But let me remove this one. Dallo says, question for Mike M's Weekly Reads. Do you read Hellblazer? If so, which writer had the best run? I've read a lot of Hellblazer, but I don't even have a full run, and I'm a DC fanatic. Hellblazer. It's been a while. I read it when it was coming out with Jamie Delano, and I enjoyed that. And I think I kept with it until like issue 16. And then I just said, you know what? This isn't one of my favorite books. I'll stop. And I didn't pick up back again until Garth Ennis started doing it. And I do like Garth Ennis quite a bit. So I'd say Garth Ennis is my favorite Hellblazer, but there's been some really good ones. But I'll go with Garth Ennis. And then later in life, toward the end, I started buying it again with Andy Diggle and then Peter Milligan. So I bought like a lot of Peter Milligan issues. But I don't have like, I mean, that was like 300 issues of Hellblazer. And then there's been the New 52 version and the DC Rebirth. I did like the Simon Oliver and Mora Tate, and there's, let's see if there's another one. Maybe that one was called Constantine. Let me try Constantine. Constantine. Yeah, he had a New 52 series. And that was by Ray Fawkes and Jeff Lemire, and that was pretty good. And I consumed all of those. And then I think there was a John Constantine. Let's see, John Constantine Hellblazer series. And that came out in 2020. And that was the Sandman one. I haven't read that one yet, but that was Sir Simon Spurrier and Aaron Campbell. And then there was a Black Label giant size edition, and I did read that, and I liked it a lot, but I forget what it was called. But I have read a lot of Hellblazer. I have all the runs of the current stuff, like from New 52 forward, but I don't have a full run of that Vertigo series. I spot checked it. I dipped my toe in. Like I said, I came in with the initial run with Delano, and then I left during Delano, and then came back with Garth Ennis, and then did a couple other writers later on, Paul Jenkins, I can't remember, but just a few sporadic ones. So I hope that answers your question. And I think that's the last of my questions. So I've expended all of my questions and I need more questions. So if you listen to this episode, send more questions or I'll have to come up with my own discussion, which I could do, but it's better when you have questions. I think that takes me to Mike M's Weekly Reads, and I need to do totals, and I'm getting fucking lazy with that. Like, I don't want to take notes anymore. I just want to read. I want to start consuming more comic than talking about more comic, and instead of spending so much time purchasing comic, I would like to, spend less time purchasing and processing comics and more time reading the comics. The other thing I have on tap is I'm on a payment plan to get Silver Surfer 3 and Silver Surfer 4. They're both expensive books. One is the first Mephisto, and one of them is Thor and Silver Surfer on the cover. I don't know why that one became so expensive, but it is, and I think it's driven by the cover. But I don't think there are any key appearances in it, but it's an expensive book. So then I only need number 14 and number 1, and I completed that. So I actually like vectored away, because I kept on saying, well, I'm going to complete Spawn this year, and I'm going to complete Iron Man and Marvel Team Up. And I've only made progress on Marvel Team Up, and I sort of, because of opportunities, I sort of switched to Iron Man with the Silver Surfer. So yeah, we'll see what happens. And then I have to decide, do I pull the plug on number one? And I'm not getting like the greatest shape. I think my number four is in GDVG, and my number three is in VG. And the number one that I'm looking at, but I haven't committed to, is a VG. But they're still like $800, $600. I mean, they're expensive. Well, depending on how you think expensive is. To me, they're kind of expensive. Once I get over 100, it's an expensive book. But I guess you get into the thousands and then you're real expensive. But I'm encroaching that if I go for the Silver Surfer number one. But yeah, let me see what I have here in terms of weekly reads, 'cause man, I've been skipping a lot of these and I'm getting so far behind, and I know I'm kind of tired, so I just don't want to do a whole bunch tonight. So I think I'm going to take the last time I did one, I think it was for the end of February. So let's jump to that's the last day of February. And we'll go from there, and I'll pause it right now so I can do some totals. So that week, this is February 28th, 2022 to 3/6/2022. There were a total of 44 comics. Well, let's get to the movies. I watched a bunch of 4 out of 5s. No Exit, A House on the Bayou. That was a interesting one about a devil and this family. This guy was cheating on his wife, and the wife suggests they go on a family vacation on a house on the bayou, and they sort of meet the devil, and the devil ends up killing the father that cheated, and the mother had her issues, and the daughter is the one that gets away. But I don't know if the mother got away. I can't remember. No Exit. I can't remember what it was. This Is Where I Leave You. That was a good HBO film with Jason Bateman. Rogue. That was a Megan Fox movie. I don't remember if it was on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but that was really good. So, comic-wise, a total of 44 comics, 1 Viz, 23 Marvel, 4 Image, 6 Dynamite, 3 DC, 3 Comixology, 4 Chaos. So let's start with the 3 out of 5s. We have Devil's Reign, Winter Soldier, tangential to the story, only with one of the themes involving a character not really in the story, a power-mad Mayor Fisk has been gathering information on the superheroes. How far will Bucky Barnes go to steal the file on his own shadowy, half-remembered past as the Winter Soldier? And what terrible revelation awaits him if he can get past the Kingpin? So that was the Devil's Reign Winter Soldier. We have Devil's Reign Superior Foes. Thought the idea of having a multiverse of Doctor Octopuses was neat, but did not care for the execution. Not really needed for the miniseries unless you want to flesh out where Otto, Hulk, Ghost Rider, and Wolverine came from, because they're in the main series. There was Wolverine 13 and 14. I didn't even take notes on those. I can't remember what was happening in those, but I think they involved Sabretooth, if I remember correctly. We had Panther from Dynamite 1 through 6. This is Volume 1. She stalks the night, driving the forces of chaos from the shadows and hunting them down like prey. Much more like a feral shapeshifter, Panther is also an avatar of the Egyptian goddess Sekhmet, and she's going to learn that history can repeat in a violent, terrifying way. Featuring the return of several heroes and villains from the pages of Panther and Vampirella. We got the 4 out of 5s now. Lady Death from Chaos Ongoing, 1 through 4. Lady Death takes on various characters in Hell to regain the throne after Lucifer goes missing. She does get into trouble with Lucifer's ex-wife. We have Miss Marvel Beyond the Limit. Number 2, Miss Marvel is losing her powers in a bad Bollywood scenario. This is a really weird series that involves multiple timelines, and I have read some more of that. Excalibur 112 through 115. This one focuses on Colossus and Nightcrawler and Megan, and it's pretty interesting, especially for somebody not well versed in Excalibur. I enjoyed it. And it tied in with Colossus number 1, which was really an Excalibur issue, but they decided to make it Colossus number 1, and that is what drove me to read the Excalibur issues. I picked them up at the LCS. They were in a box, and I ended up just reading them. We have Devil's Reign, Villains for Hire. This is the Thunderbolts working for the Kingpin. We then have a manga, which is very weird for me, but Chainsaw Man Volume 1. A young boy and his chainsaw hunt monsters for money, but he is broke because he has inherited his father's debt. He dies, and his chainsaw pet saves his life, merging with him, and then gets a job by a corporation that hires him but abuses him. He falls for the handler, but she just using him, at least so far. I've read further. I've read Chainsaw Man Volume 2 and 3 already. So it's the manga that I actually am fairly interested in. I didn't expect to be, but out of curiosity, I picked it up at a bookstore, and then I bought 2 and 3. I already read them. And I have 4 and 5 on the way. So example of a book that I tried and I liked it, and it's very weird that it's manga because I usually don't go very far on them. But we have The Thing, number 3 and 4. It's such a weird series. Battles with the Champion, which was awesome, and I find his relationship Thing has with his new girlfriend is very intriguing. It's weird, but it's intriguing. And then you wonder, where's Alicia? It doesn't even seem like the Thing. It even seems out of character, so it makes you really curious. So off the wall crazy that I can't take my eyes off of it, to tell you the truth. When I read the first issue, I wasn't sure I was going to like it. Now it's just so weird that I need to know where it's going. So that's the thing. We have Hawkeye Kate Bishop number 3. Kate's sister is now in trouble with the hotel staff, and they have to work together to fend them off. So it's her and her sister fighting the hotel staff. We Are the Demons. This is the Scott Snyder and Capullo issue from Comixology. The girl and the Halo organization fend off an attack of demons. That is the final issue of the first mini. And then there's Night of the Ghoul. This one has Francisco Francavilla. I can't remember who the writer was. But this one's really interesting. But 4 and 5 focus on the young boy escaping the asylum that, like the old folks' home slash asylum that they go visit this old director in. And the father tries to help the old director, but now his life is in danger by the people that were keeping the director hostage, essentially, in that home. We have from Image Comics, DEFCON 4. This is a team led by Prodigy, sends them back into the past to prevent danger, a disaster. I think there was only one issue, and it was pretty good. Let me look that up. It was a Jim Lee cover for sure, but I liked it. I don't know if there were more issues, and then I signed up for them. There's a 0.5, which I don't have, but it's Jeff Marionette and Matt Boom. Yes, there's 4 or 5 issues, so I there is more issues to seek out, and I only had the one. We have Dr. Fate 28 and 30. Inza is now Dr. Fate 24/7 and is becoming a god in the city in which they live. People depend on her almost too much. Later, a cop is killed, and she brings that woman back to life. So she's messing with her powers. And then Kent is trying to get a job with his old employer, but his old employer doesn't believe it's him. So he's got his old body is being possessed by a Lord of Order, and he's trying to get that Lord of Order, who's in the body of his old self, a job at the college. It's very bizarre. We have King Conan number 2. Conan fights a zombie beside Thoth Amon, and Thoth betrays Conan. A mysterious woman watches. In the past, Conan's trying to raise his son to be tough, but thinks now that he is king, he won't ever learn. He banishes his son from the kingdom. We have Devil's Reign, X-Men number 1. Kingpin tries to take down a mutant presence in New York and fails because of Emma Frost. That was a good issue. Devil's Reign 1 through 3, the main series. Kingpin is mayor and outlaws heroes. He is using the Purple Man to influence people. The Purple Man's kids wipe Kingpin's memory of the heroes' identities, and he is damn mad about it. He forms his Thunderbolts, has Doc Ock take over the Baxter Building, and they have to vacate it. Luke Cage decides to run against Kingpin in the primary. There's a lot of crazy shit going on. And then I read Loaded Bible Book 1, which consists of 3 issues from the Image series. Originally created Tim Seeley. In the future, after the world is mostly nuked, the church creates a Jesus clone from old Jesus' DNA, you know, the cloth that was on the material that they found. Later, a vampire reveals that he is a clone, and now he is on the run from the church trying to discover more. We have Timeless. The 5 out of 5s are Timeless number 1 is a one shot. There's a Russian historian that Kang becomes friends with, and we learn about Kang's past, and that was really cool. We have Black Panther number 1 through 3. This is the latest volume. 5 out of 5 again. T'Challa has a secret undercover agents throughout the world, and someone is trying to assassinate them, those agents, and he is rushing around the world to try to protect them. One is even a mutant on Mars, so they even have to travel outside of Earth. Those are the 5 out of 5s. Again, the 5 out of 5s are Timeless number 1 and Black Panther 1 through 3. And that's all I have time for today. So I want to thank you for listening. I request you to send me questions at mike@comicbooknoise.com or on Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch. That's Mike. Myers is Myers. And brunch is Brunch. So leave me some questions there. And you can find us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. On Facebook, click Geek Brunch Podcast, click the like button, follow all the episode threads there. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank the people that provided questions. And we'll hopefully be back in a week, and I'll get back into the routine. I hope. But thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.